13019, Malad and Jennifer Varami seek variances from the front yard setback requirement for a proposed structure. Sections 11534, 11542, and 11582 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northwest side of Ocean View Place within the White Creek at Bethany Subdivision. The 911 address is 30867 Ocean View Place in Ocean View. The zoning district is MR. The tax map is District 134, Map 8, Parcel 583. The applicants are seeking a 5.91-foot, 7.99-foot, and a 6.9-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement for proposed decks. We have one letter of support from their homeowners association, zero letters of opposition, and no mail return, or one mail return.
Good evening. You may present your case.
I need to have you sworn in first. If you can state your name and address for the record, please.
My name is Jennifer Barami, 30867 Ocean View Place in Ocean View, Delaware.
Malad Barami, 30867 Ocean View Place in Ocean View, Delaware.
You both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
I do.
Thank you.
This is very intimidating after a very formal presentation from Verizon.
Don't be. Don't worry about it.
But I did prepare some writing just because I knew I would be intimidated. So if you don't mind, I'll just read kind of our case. Thank you. So, dear board members, we respectfully request a variance to construct a 10-foot deck on the front of our property at White Creek and Bethany, which we purchased from Evergreen Builders in March of 2023. We've truly enjoyed becoming part of the White Creek at Bethany community the last year and a half, and really hope to make this our full-time residence in the years to come. With that in mind, we would like to add additional outdoor living space by adding front decks to our home, which it does not have today. This would make the home look more appealing for the neighborhood and allow us to further enjoy the water views that other homes in our neighborhoods use their decks for. We are requesting about a 5-foot variance so we can build a 10-foot deck. The 5-foot projection allowed under the code would not provide for what I see as a safe and basic functionality of an outdoor seating and gathering area. We are requesting this variance as our lot has an unusual shape that limits the available space for outdoor improvements. There are also restrictions on further building in the rear of our property due to the tax ditch, and also we have wetlands in the rear of the property, so we're subject to wetlands regulations as well. So we cannot build anything in the rear of the building anymore. This proposed deck will not negatively impact the neighborhood. The deck will remain open and unenclosed in compliance with the purpose of the code. It will not obstruct light, air, or views from any adjacent properties. Furthermore, we have designed the deck to complement the aesthetics of the neighborhood. Our home is currently the only one of its kind without a front deck elevation in the neighborhood. We've spoken with our neighbors who support this addition and have said that it will enhance the look of the community. In the package you have tonight, you should also have the signatures of four of our neighbors who are adjacent to us and in the same cul-de-sac. And also our HOA has shared that they are supportive of this building. They believe that it will and also enhance the neighborhood. So we appreciate your time and consideration and happy to take any questions.
Questions?
Mrs. Barami, you did a really nice job.
Thank you.
question on your property outline, and yes, it's an unusual shape, tack stitch behind, but in the front of the property where you're proposing to put the porch, you also have a circumference cul-de-sac. Am I reading that correct?
Correct.
You know, we like cul-de-sacs. There's a your property line has a curvature to it. Is there a distance between the property line and the edge of paving? In other words, is there grass area? Does your property line go right up to the edge of paving, or is there a distance? Because I'm looking at that. I don't know that I understand the double line in the middle there, but I'm sure somebody can help me understand that. But it's
just the driveway comes all the way down to the road, so there's really nothing. There's a kind of a grass space in the middle of that. like a gardening space that's a roundabout?
I have a picture if that's helpful.
If that helps.
It's a little picture.
You can give that to Ms. Norwood.
Okay, so there's, okay. So there is a grass space?
So at the front of the house, it essentially is concrete all the way out until the front, the road.
I understand. Okay. So the concrete actually goes over the property line?
Yes, right?
I think so.
Because in that space between what Dr. Carson's asking is where the utilities are buried, where the permanent easement is for the, along the road for DelDOT and people like that.
I think we pulled up the survey, and that may be helpful to the applicant, Mr. Chairman, and Dr. Carson. Can you see that okay?
I can, yeah.
Okay. So I think what Dr. Carson was referring to is, you see the dark line there that kind of goes around? That appears to be the property line. And then there's a double line that's a little further in. And then in between, it looks like there's a shaded area that would appear to be a continuation of your driveway. So we just want to confirm that it looks like this deck would be, you know, greater than 22.01 feet from the actual cul-de-sac, the pavement of it. I want to make sure that's correct.
That is. And if you look at the little picture I gave, the deck would probably come out to where you see the little planted area, which is well before that. I don't know how to use this, but.
So if I understand the question, I think that the 22 feet comes to before that area where I think what you're referring to, right?
First of all, thank you, and thank you, Mr. Sharp. I think the question's been answered because I'm showing property line and then a continuation of the drive towards the cul-de-sac, and I'm guessing that, I don't know, 6-8 feet. That's an eyeball, but if I'm looking at 22 from the proposed deck. Mm-hmm. To the property line, and then I'm just, so there is distance between the property line and the cul-de-sac edge of paving?
Yes.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Go ahead, Dr. Carson.
Water, sewer connections for the property? Are you on public water, public sewer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
Any homeowner association approval needed?
We have it. It's in the package.
Okay.
I'd also like to confirm that we do have the 4 signatures. I thought it was part of their HOA approval letter, so that is also in the file.
Those are the 4 homes. Right.
In the cul-de-sac.
In the cul-de-sac.
Mr. Sharp?
Just looking at this, I want to make sure, it looks like from the drawing that you had said it was going to be an open and unenclosed, but when I see this, it says a proposed first floor covered deck, second floor deck. So is it 2 decks with a, okay. So the first floor would not be uncovered, it would be covered.
It would have the second,
yeah.
Yes.
It would,
yes.
Right.
And I'm looking at this and I see you have 2 decks to the rear and side on the north side of the property. And I understand from what you've said is you can't go any further into the rear yard because of the tax ditch easement and due to the wetlands buffer. Is that right?
No. So there is a side deck. So what the builder did to create a deck to sell the house was that they created a small, about 8 foot, maybe 6 to 8 foot enclosed deck that then has a side deck that is 10 feet, but it faces our neighbor's bathroom and their storage shed. So it is there. There is a deck on the side, which is an approved area for them to have built. And there is also a small deck off of that leads to it that is enclosed in the back.
Is there, looking at this, and I take it you guys did not build the house.
We did not. It was, yeah.
This may answer my question then. Was there a reason why you couldn't have put the deck on the side yard on the other side by the HVAC units? Because there does appear to be space there.
The new one that we want to build?
Correct.
We would have to tear down half the house, like the entire side of the house. It would be impossible.
Okay.
There's a garage, there's bedrooms, there's just the way the house was built. It's not possible. And I actually think it may also hit the tax ditch, be too close to the tax ditch.
I was looking closer to the road on the HVAC, and then you have space there, because there's a lot of space on that side of the property. But what I understand from you is that you can't build there because of the layout of the house.
I can't, no.
I have no further questions. Thank you.
For Love and Guff, any questions?
So it's actually two decks that you're putting in. No intention on putting a roof on the upper level. Are you planning on enclosing at all the bottom, screening it in, glassing, something to that degree? Just two?
We are not, no.
We're not.
That's for me.
Thank you. Does that conclude your presentation?
It does.
You did a good job.
Thank you.
You can have a seat.
Thank you.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 13019 for Malad and Jennifer Barami. Good, I got it right. And entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve case number 13019 for Malad and Jennifer Barami. I believe that the property does have unique physical conditions because of its location. I believe that the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and that the variance represents the minimum necessary to afford relief.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Mr. Lovengoff.
Aye.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I too. So a vote of 4-0, your case is approved.